The Supreme Court ruled today that companies generally do not have to assign a disabled employee to a less physically demanding job if that means disregarding the company's seniority policy. But the court said that rule is not absolute. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Robert Barnett had been working for U.S. Airways for 8 years when he injured his back on the job and was reassigned to a less physically demanding position in the mailroom. After he'd spent 2 years there, though, another employee with more seniority bid for that job, and Barnett was fired.
They brought me into the office and basically told me that, I'm sorry.
What did this mean for you?
Well, you know, basically it took everything away.
Barnett sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act, which requires employers to make a reasonable accommodation for qualified employees who are disabled. The company claimed the accommodation he sought was unreasonable because it violated the company's seniority system. Today, the Supreme Court resolved the conflict, saying that in most cases, the seniority system must prevail, but not always. An individual can nullify a seniority system in a particular case if he can show that special circumstances warrant it. For instance, he might show that the company's seniority system already has numerous exceptions and that granting one more for his disability won't make much difference. Or he might be able to show that the employer has changed the seniority system often, thus creating a situation in which other employees did not really have expectations that the system would be followed. Indeed, in this case, the court said it could not determine from the facts presented thus far whether Mr. Barnett was entitled to an exception from the seniority rule, and it sent the case back to the lower courts to resolve that issue. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote the court's decision for a 5-member court majority, but his fifth vote, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, said she endorsed the decision only to avoid a stalemate and to create a rule that the lower courts could follow. Justices Souter and Ginsburg dissented, saying that a seniority system like U.S. Air's, which is unilaterally imposed and not negotiated with employees, has no legal force whatsoever and thus should not trump a federal anti-discrimination law. And Justices Scalia and Thomas dissented on opposite grounds, saying that under no circumstances should a disabled employee be able to override a seniority system. Scalia said the decision creates so much uncertainty that, quote, I have no idea what it means. And judging by reaction to the ruling, there will have to be more litigation before the conflict between reasonable accommodation and seniority is sorted out. Even within the disability rights community, there was disagreement. Some were highly critical of the ruling, but most, like Georgetown law professor Chai Feldblum, were not.
This is an eminently reasonable opinion in a true Justice Breyer fashion, which does not give either people with disabilities or employers everything they want, but which manages to strike the right balance in crafting a workable law.
On the business side of the ledger, Stephen Bocat of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said the court, in his words, divided the baby, but
clearly, a court intended to make it an uphill battle for the employee. They said the presumption is in favor of the employer.
Looking at the big picture, though, University of Washington professor Eric Schnapper, who wrote the Supreme Court brief for Mr. Barnett, sees the disabled in a better position overall than they were before.
There used to be a per se rule that a seniority system, whether collective bargaining agreement based or otherwise, trumped the ADA. That is no longer the rule. There will be some exceptions. What we do not know is what those exceptions will be.
Just how uncertain the future is on this score can be seen by one simple fact. Lawyers for U.S. Air and for Mr. Barnett each said today they thought it likely they would prevail when the case returns to the lower courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.